Time for Friday restaurant news and reviews. It is fondue season. Yeah, fall's coming. And we used to have fondue stube around here, the melting pot. But now only one remains. Geha's in Lincoln Park celebrating, and I can't believe this, 60 years? Yikes. The owner is with us, Jeff Lawler. Jeff, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Bob. It's been a wonderful year to celebrate 60 years at Geha's, to look back at the history and to look towards the future. So
you bought it. You bought the restaurant in 2015, but you were there before that, weren't you?
Yes, I started with Geha's in '94, and I quickly fell in love with Geha's. I fell in love with the staff. Because of their level of commitment to service, but the guests, I mean, my first Valentine's, I started on January 10th, my first Valentine's, people just walked in for to get a table for Valentine's at that time. Now we do seatings. But I was quoting people after the first hour we were open, 5 to 6 hours. I was asking people to come back between 11 o'clock to midnight. And a great majority of them said, no problem. We expected this. We'll be back. And they came back.
Yeah, many
something special is here.
A lot of love stories. You head down those steps, and it's the perfect environment. You must have heard over the years from all sorts of people who met there or got engaged there, right?
Oh, we have. You know, this year, we did a contest where we asked people to tell us what their favorite memories of their first experiences at Geha's were. We went back to the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and 90s. And we had an array of people out in the universe review these stories. We got about 200 stories in, and we picked the best stories of each decade. Those stories, each one, dinner at Geha's once a year for the rest of their life. But then we brought all the winners together, the seven decade winners together, and they all read their stories at a special luncheon we had for about 100 people. And those 100 people voted on the best story of the first 60 years of Geha's. And that story won dinner once a month for the rest of their life. And that story was all about friendship. These three ladies, Megan Wallace and her friends, would meet at Geha's 3-4 times a year, and they would have a little contest. Last one to the bar, okay, has to buy the round of drinks, and they all wanted to stop at the bar for the bar cheese and the crackers, and then they would enjoy a leisurely evening, just friends talking about life, okay, and at Geha's.
Nothing says love like bubbling cheese, beef, and chocolate. And for people...
It really does.
For people who aren't...
together, you're creating together, yep.
Aren't familiar with Geha's, give the exact location, and again it's all three traditional fondues that you do there, right?
Yeah, we wrap them all up in what we call a premier dinner. It's Geha's this full fondue experience, from the cheese fondue to the entree fondue to the chocolate fondue. And we now have seasonal fondues where we're featuring a jalapeno popper fondue as an alternative to our traditional Swiss gruyere cheese fondue. And we have a pumpkin pie white chocolate fondue through the end of November. As our alternative dessert fondue, if you like.
And remember when everybody gave fondue sets for wedding presents?
Yes. The 70s were very strong for that. And I was just talking to a lady, says, yep, it's sitting on my shelf in my cabinet.
So. Geha's is at 340 West Armitage, and you're going to be expanding, aren't you?
Yes. We had a space come available to us right next door, and it's going to open it up for 7 more romantic booths at Geha's, and then a large table for 14 people. Right now, we can accommodate up to 8 people at one table, and we're looking forward to accommodating larger parties.
Does everybody want one of the outdoor fire pit tables?
It is very popular, and it's very popular at this time of season, even well into the winter, because when we put up our protective panels on the side walls of the pergola, the heat from the fire inside, people are comfortable out there at 30 degrees, enjoying the rich fondue around the fire and the snow coming down outside the pergola. So it's a lot of fun.
That's quite a picture you paint there. It's Jeff Lawler, who owns Geha's Cafe in Lincoln Park. Why do you think you survived and the other fondue places didn't?
There's something magical about Geha's. John Davis, the founder of Geha's, always felt it. It's on hollow ground. I agree with it. I have witnessed it. Through the ups and downs of economies and all types of things, Geha's has continued to survive. Okay, we've had our challenges, but we continue to grow, and we're unique, and people just love coming back to us. We have history. We have great history. And so does those other places, but we just keep pushing forward. And
yeah, happy 60-year anniversary, Jeff.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Continued success. See you at Geha's on Armitage and
Lincoln
Park.
We look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, it's been a while. I must admit, I don't think I've been there since the 70s. So, and
okay.
I think some people are surprised you're still open. So now they know.
That is true. That is true. So come visit us.
Thank you, sir. It's
thank you, sir.